I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. My colleagues, Joseph Umar of the Secure Free Society and Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Columbia Legislature. AMLO, attention in The Economist. This is London's vision of AMLO, suggesting that Mexico is not all that what it appears, which is a country at the edge of the prosperous America that is going to be enhanced by manufacturing and other services coming back from Asia. Mexico on the edge of said to be a renaissance, but the pandemic has left 200,000 dead. According to The Economist reporting, the AMLO government has spent very slightly on health care. It also has depended upon remittances from abroad to support the larger public. I'm not going to get into statistics to say that there are inconsistencies in AMLO's presidency. Joseph, I start with you. Is there a generality in Latin America about AMLO? Is he an outlier, or is he a recognizable caudillo?
No, AMLO is aligned with a specific network and movement in Latin America, both politically and also through illicit networks. Both in the political sphere, he has received many visits from Alberto Fernandez in Argentina. In fact, Alberto Fernandez Argentina and AMLO in Mexico have both formed a new progressive socialist political group called Grupo Puebla. And they've been using that as a soapbox to promote leftist progressive socialist policies throughout Latin America. He's also been very soft with Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro. He's been very friendly to Bolivia's Evo Morales. In fact, he's the first country to give Evo Morales asylum after he resigned in 2019 and fled Bolivia. So AMLO's clearly marked as a man of the left. He's tied to the socialist network in Latin America. But because he's in Mexico, and Mexico, the biggest problem in Mexico has been the cartels, and how powerful the Mexican cartels have become and how transnational they truly are, he is rumored and believed to also have ties to these illicit networks as well. Obviously, there's the Sinaloa cartel, which is the biggest cartel in Mexico. But lately, there's another cartel called Jalisco New Generations, or Jalisco Nueva Generaciones, that has become very powerful in recent years, particularly in Mexico City. And they control a lot of the cross-border trade, illicit trade, the cross-border narcotics trade into Texas, while the Sinaloa historically controlled it into California. So AMLO has never been really a positive figure for U.S. relations. Now, I should say, though, during the Trump administration, there were ways to work with AMLO on things that were mutually beneficial. Stemming the migration flow was one of those issues. And it was because it doesn't benefit AMLO to have a bunch of Central American migrants sitting in Mexico. That wouldn't benefit him at all. So we had to negotiate to be able to create third-party agreements in Central America to be able to not pressure as much the migration in Mexico. And in concession, AMLO allowed us to have the Remain in Mexico program, so that if they get to the border, they're not able to cross the border immediately as they wait for their court cases. They actually have to stay on the Mexican side. Now, since the Biden administration has removed those policies, that definitely is to the benefit of AMLO. And I think he's going to continue to play politics with the migration issue because it benefits him.
Maria, your opinion of the president of Mexico, is he part of the problem of the Great Migration, or is that ancillary to his concern, as Joseph identifies, he's a very powerful socialist? How do you see him, Senator?
I see him very clever because he lays on the side of the populist socialism 21st century that has been like refurbished with the Grupo de Puebla. It's joined by many presidents that have been prosecuted, which is astonishing. But he kept a friendly relation with Trump after Trump obeyed him to stop the migration that was coming from Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Salvador. So I think he plays the role of, he's a socialist, yes, but he understands that the rich neighbor is the U.S., and the rich neighbor is the one who can push his economy up. Because we have to remember that he gained power with a lot of favor with from the people. But the economy shrunk before COVID around 0.1%. So he started doing economically bad decisions. Now what is happening? With the renegotiation that he did with President Trump, along with Canada, the economy is moving back again, and what I see is that it could pick up, it could grow again. They presume they could grow the 5% with their stimulus plan, basically because of the U.S.
Right.
So I think he is a good political player. He is making it, and he is with a very bad economic policy, despite what is good for him, which is the renegotiation. He is maintaining the popular, his name as popular, even
just
though...
Just a moment, Senator. We'll continue in just a moment. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal and Joseph Umar, I'm John Batchelor.